Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, wherever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together right now. Most gracious God, once again, we are here before you this day. We humble ourselves to learn from the Creator. And dear Lord, your Spirit is the one that gives revelation to man as he requested by faith. And Lord God, it is your Spirit, Lord God, that provides the understanding we stand in need of. So dear Lord, we pray today that your Spirit will accompany us on this journey once again into the Word of God. So Lord God, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And we will praise you and we will magnify you because you're worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word today. And if you have your Bibles, let us go to the book of Acts chapter 13. The book of Acts chapter 13, I want to take a few scriptures out of here. For those of you that don't have your Bibles, hey, won't you listen along with us? And once again, wherever you hear, take it back to the Lord. Amen. Amen. The book of Acts chapter 13, and the title of this message tonight is They Who Are Called and Sent Forth of the Holy Ghost. They Who Are Called and Sent Forth of the Holy Ghost. In dealing with the ministry, who will be the ones who will go forth and preach the pure gospel and do the works of Jesus Christ? Well, I want to go into this message tonight to talk to you about who they will be. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, yes, we have some that is going out, and even in this nation, okay? Hallelujah. But everybody's not preaching the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 1, the word of God said, Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. So we're told here in verse 1 that in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers. Amen. And we're talking about prophets of the Lord, teachers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Two of the officers named that the Lord Jesus had given unto men that is in the body of Christ. In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us in his message to the Ephesians in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, verse 11, where he said, And God gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, and some teachers. Okay? So here we see that two of the officers was named here in this particular church in Antioch, the office of a prophet and teachers, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we want to understand that these offices were set in place in the church by Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, man has, and in many of the churches, have come up with offices that is not supported by Scripture. This is why the Lord Jesus is bringing forth his people that will be of the bride when he returns, because they're going to follow his pattern to the T. It is not going to be any made-up offices put in the church and all that stuff. It's going to be the offices that are supported by Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And that's very important, because for the most part, and I'm talking about dealing with Christianity, for the most part, we are preaching the return of Christ. I guess you could say if there was something that the majority of us as Christians, and I'm talking about being in different churches, can agree on, is that Christ is going to return. Amen. But there are things that we differ on, and some of you say, well, you're not going to agree on everything. That's true. But the bad thing about these differences, it brings a total separation in the body of Christ, which is not pleasing to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because the whole Christian world as a whole have not fully come together and said, Lord, do you like the condition that we're in today? Amen. In fact, some of them are afraid to ask. You say, well, why is that, Brother Nate? Because they want to keep this agenda that they have for themselves. Okay? In other words, I got a good thing going on. And if I have to come together with others, this might cut out this good thing I got having going on. Okay? Amen. Now, as we are told that there were prophets and teachers in Antioch, the church here in Antioch, and we were given the names of these men here, verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Now, the Bible says, after naming these men who was there at Antioch, the prophets and teachers that was there at the church, the Bible said, as they ministered, not as he ministered, you know, referring to someone single, but as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. I am thoroughly convinced that many times we mess up in the area of fasting. Because fasting is not only a time to bring the flesh under subjection, but also a great time to minister to the Lord. Now, some may say, how do I minister to the Lord? I mean, what are you talking about, Brother Nate, ministering to the Lord? Well, the prayer of praise and worship. Now, my brother Lee had shared somewhat, I think, this past weekend on one of the broadcasts that he did, maybe both of them, how that there are different types of prayers. Okay? And there is the prayer of praise and worship. Okay? And in the prayer of praise and worship, you are expressing your love and your adoration for God, thanking him for all, not only what he have done and what he's going to do and what he's doing, but you're thanking him and you're showing your adoration for him simply for who he is. You understand that? In other words, when you pray, you say, Lord, you're Almighty God. You're all knowing God. You are all the knowledge God. You're glory be to God. You're all wisdom. See, that's what you're doing when you're ministering to the Lord. And many times I'm convinced, and I've been guilty of this myself, that when we go before the Lord in prayer, we always starting off by asking him for something. Now, don't get me wrong. The most effective prayer you could pray is the prayer that the Holy Ghost give you at that moment. That included if it's a prayer or petition. But if the Holy Ghost haven't given you a specific prayer at that moment, it will be good, great, and the best for us to start off our prayer with worshiping, praising the Lord or ministering to the Lord. So when it comes to fasting, we read here that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, hallelujah, they didn't just fast and were asking God for stuff. Or they weren't just fasting and going about their merry business. While they were fasting, they was ministering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Which we as believers need to do more of. Because one thing about it, we need to discipline our flesh. And especially sometimes we got to break a certain mold we're in. You said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? The mold I'm talking about is that there are many times we're so used to just every time we fall on our knees asking God for something, we end up in a certain mold, you know, that we need to break. You know, as some may say, maybe a certain habit or a spiritual habit where that each time we go on our knees to pray, we always ask him for something. In fact, we do that before we even worship and praise him. I mean, how many of y'all could attest to what I'm saying? I know I can't see your hands, but how many of you can attest to what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure many of you can, okay? And some of you who do start your prayers off with praise and worship, you learn that lesson too. Amen? And so the Bible says, as they ministered and fasted, ministered to the Lord. In fact, it didn't say as they ministered to themselves. There's other things sometimes we get wrapped up. We get wrapped up in just ministering to ourselves. Okay? But as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Bible said, the Holy Ghost said, hallelujah. See, the Holy Ghost don't just speak when you're making a petition. The Holy Ghost will speak when you're ministering to the Lord. You get that? See, some people think that the Holy Ghost may just speak when you're petitioning God, asking him for something, okay? And don't get me wrong, the Holy Ghost will speak during times of that too. But it's not the only way or only time that the Holy Ghost will speak. We see here from the scripture that when you're ministering to the Lord and fasting, that the Holy Ghost will speak too. What he spoke reveals something. He says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called, that's past tense, them. Hallelujah. You said, well, Brother Nate, why do you stress on the word called? They have to tell me it's past tense. Because what I want you to see is that when, and this right here is when Saul and Barnabas was called to be an apostle. The Lord didn't just decide then to make them apostles. The calling was already set in the mind of God. That's why God said, I've already called them. I mean, they may just be getting it. But the Lord said, I already called them. So whatever the Lord has called you to be, and you find out at that moment, he didn't just decide at that moment. And see, these are among the they who are going to be sent forth or going to go forth to preach the pureness of the gospel even in this nation. It's those that were called by the Holy Ghost. See, today we're wrapped up in a piece of paper or a certificate. And don't get me wrong, we thank God for some Bible colleges per se. But, you know, people are wrapped up in that more than being just called by the Holy Ghost. And so what they do is they choose a certain, let's say, office to go into. Not necessarily mean they was called of God in it all. You understand what I'm saying? But they choose it because they like, well, I feel like I'd be best for this. Listen, the call of the Lord through the Holy Ghost ain't a feeling. I say it again. The call of the Lord through the Holy Ghost is not a feeling. It is a witness and a sensing in your spirit. And see, everybody, even in this nation, has gone forth from place to place, has not been called of the Lord in a particular place that they're functioning. Amen. Now, some of you here heard just what I said, and you might, oh, you're judging, Brother Nate. Well, you can say what you want to, but it is the truth. And the Lord is going to reveal it. See, right now, people are confused here, even in this nation, when someone go out and say, I was called of the Lord to speak so-and-so. So by that person who heard that, not knowing any better, they said, well, I can't dispute them. You know, they say that. Listen, the Lord let us know in what? 1 John chapter 4 in the back of the Bible. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. In other words, don't be naive. And if they haven't already, there are going to be quite a few people that are going to tell you, well, I was called of the Lord to do such and such a thing. Some of them are telling you they were called of the Lord and there's certain offices that the scripture don't even support. But see, they'll tell many people that don't know no better. And to them that do know better, they don't want to tell, and if they do, they hurry up and get away from. You understand what I'm saying? And the Bible said that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, not Saul, not Barnabas, okay, not Simon, hallelujah, but the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. See, the God, our Lord Jesus Christ, called them through his Holy Spirit. Reveal to them. See, you can get revelation from the Lord even in praise and worship. Amen? Like I told people before also, you actually can receive healing through praise and worship. There have been some people who were sick, come to the congregation, and they just started worshiping God and got healed without even making a petition. You know, without even saying, Lord, heal me. They just went in there and started praising Jesus, telling him how marvelous and how great he is and how they love him and being grateful for he's the mighty God and almighty God, and that he's the God of more than enough, you know, ministering to the Lord and got healed. And so here, this is a revelation given to these men here of a call, hallelujah, on the life of two of these men. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, they will be of the ones, those who are called of God by the Holy Ghost. And like I told you, these events and testings and trials and stuff that's hitting this earth and things that are happening, it's for to unveil the true believers. See, right now, things are cloudy. You got some of whoever talking about they are, quote, a believer in God. You notice I'm saying God. A lot of times, you know, you got many people, they don't want to use the name Jesus. So they say, I'm a believer in God. And so you got people here that don't know no better, don't know how to try the spirit or test things out. So they say, well, they say, oh, God, okay. And see, they don't know how to properly discern. Hallelujah. But see, the Lord finna solve this thing, okay? Oh, yeah. He finna solve this thing because the true believers, the true ones who are called of God, is going to go forth. And get this, they're going to go forth in the place that God has called them to be. It ain't going to be, though, where I feel like I should be an evangelist when God called you to be a prophet. And then, too, you have people that, and how should I put this, label the offices of which one is the best and the most popular. You said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Because, you know, they've been arguing among some Christians that, for example, they may say, oh, the evangelists don't hardly do nothing. The evangelists, they might go out there and preach to some people, but the real work is in the past. You know, you got Christians that's arguing who don't do no work or what, you know, in the different offices they in, okay? Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that Jesus called these men to be at their position. And see, not only God is going to, see, God's going to unveil those who are truly called, and he's going to provide a witness. You understand that? He's going to provide a witness because, see, the Holy Ghost, when he spoke in this 13th chapter, these men heard it, including the ones, what, who were not called to that place of position that these two men was called to. Amen. And the third verse said, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Well, what was the purpose of laying on hands? For ordination. You understand what I'm saying? For ordination. Hallelujah. And so the Bible said when they fasted and prayed, hallelujah, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Amen. I mean, they did what they had to do. Now it's time for the brothers, you know, to step forward. Amen. Hallelujah. But these men here were called by the Lord Jesus Christ through his Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And when they had fasted and prayed, hallelujah, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by who? The Holy Ghost. Sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Not by their own thinking, not by other people, but by the Holy Ghost, sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Departed unto Seleucia. Amen. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So now they went on their job. See, they wasn't just called, then ordained, and then they sat around the house. You get it. They went to work. You got people, they enjoy being called to title, but don't hardly want to do anything. You understand what I'm saying? They don't want to get down in the trenches, okay? But they love the titles. I've seen men through the years, like, for example, Reverend. The title, the name, and be honest with you, I have not seen in the scriptures where we are told to be called reverends. Now, I don't mean to offend some of you, but I tell you what, you hear me on this broadcast, if you find the mouth of two or three witnesses where those in the ministry were called reverend, you send it to me and let me see. Yeah, that challenge go to anyone. Because I have people, and I have to admit, in the time past, I used to be very quick to correct people. Now, today, if they just address me about it, no, I'm going to tell them, no, I'm not a rep. And sometimes people just stuck in the mold where they say, hey, rep, you know. But I had the conversation back here about maybe 19 years ago with this lady who was saying, I was, you know, aren't you a reverend and stuff? I said, no, I'm not a reverend. Well, what are you? That's, ain't that what they call? I said, you show me the scripture where those in the ministry were called reverends. And I told her exactly. I told her this. I said, how long do you want? You want a week or 2 weeks? I said, you can even go ask your pastor. I think the next day or a couple of days later or something, she come back. She said, no, I'm not in there. I said, I know. I ain't seen. The Bible names the offices. It names the offices. And tell us what people were called by God to do. These two men was called through the Spirit of God and sent forth by the Spirit of God. And these are the same type of people. They're going to be preaching the pure gospel in the world and especially in this nation. Because as I told you before, everyone that claims in the ministry is not preaching the pure gospel. Amen. Because, see, the pure gospel of Jesus Christ brings total unity between Christianity. I'm going to say that again, just in case you didn't hear what I said. The pure gospel of Jesus Christ, when preached, brings true unity in Christianity. If you're supposed to be preaching the gospel of Christ, and it's not what you're preaching is not bringing true unity among all believers, then you need to go back and check what kind of gospel you preach. Amen. You need to go back and check it. Now, some people hear me and they say, well, I don't understand, Brother Nate. What do you mean about the pure gospel? Well, anything pure is, you know, it's not mixed and tainted and all that. As he said to say, among many of us in Christ, we've been preaching a tainted gospel. I heard another brother refer to it as a watered-down gospel. And he's right. Amen. We have taken the gospel and watered it down because, and we didn't add a little flavor, sugar. We made Kool-Aid. Why? Because that's what people of the world want. They want something that's sweet, tastes good to the taste buds. Sweet, Kool-Aid. I want nothing bitter. You know, just like, and I was talking to some guys today, you know, just like some of your old cold medicines that were bitter. I mean, made you frown so hard in your face, you just felt like the frown got stuck. Okay? Now today, most especially a lot of your young people, and sad to say a few, some of your older people, maybe some a little bit younger than me. Now they want medicines that has a flavor to it, okay? They want the bubble gum. Let's drink the bubble gum cough syrup, the grape cough syrup. We want that flavor, okay? We don't want that stuff that bitter, make us frown up, you know. And as some would say, leave the aftertaste in my mouth. We don't want that. We want the bubblegum front flavor. Well, what many of us fail to understand is that when it's the bubblegum flavor, many times it's not pure. For the most part, it's not pure like the original one is, okay? You understand that? When they have to add all these artificial flavors and stuff to it, it can mess with the purity of the product. Amen. And see, this is why the Lord is going to have those whom he called and sent forth by his Holy Ghost to preach the pure gospel, okay? None of that tainted stuff. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that, and when they were at Seleucia, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. So they went into the synagogue of the Jews and preached the gospel. Like I told you, these two men, just because they got called, they didn't get somewhere and sit down. Okay? They went out spreading the gospel. And like I told you, there's many of them who say they are called, but see what it is, they love the titles. They're not fully concentrated or focused in doing a great work for the Lord. They love the titles. I've seen men that just by you calling them reverend, it's like their chest starts swelling, their head with their noses up in the air, and boy, you can't tell them nothing, okay? And some of them enjoy that title so that they dress in these sharp clothes. As some would say, pimp daddy dressing, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so they went and preached the word of God. See, they didn't go preach anything else. And that's what those who are called and sent forth for the Holy Ghost in these last days, they're going to do. They're going to preach the pure word of God. They're not out preaching nothing else. You got some of these ministers who claim to be of God. They're preaching other stuff. The one that was called Bishop Carlton Pearson, he's not preaching the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Stuff he's preaching will have a person lost. You understand that? But when you have like some sinner who don't know no better, and this is why many of them get confused, because they say, hey, that man is preaching something opposite of what y'all say. Y'all said we need the blood and the blood need to cover you. This man is saying you don't need the blood. Verse 6 said, and when they had gone through the aisle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Barjesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Okay, so now they're glory to God. They're out doing the work of the Lord. And so there's this man named Sergius Paulus who sent for them. And the Bible said that he had desired to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Now look what they face. Look the challenge that they face. Amen. Well, they weren't exempt from no challenges, okay, because they're called to be an apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Then Saul, this is verse 9, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? See, they face confrontation, people. I mean, once again, it doesn't matter what office you call to, you're going to be facing confrontation from the enemy. But look what Barnabas and Saul did. They didn't take off running hollering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so Paul, and the Bible said who was filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, and he called this man the child of the devil. Amen. Child of the devil. I see a curse fell on this man. Amen. Because he was trying to turn away the deputy from the faith. Saul and Barnabas was there to preach to him the faith. But Satan had someone there to try to turn the man away from the faith. Amen. Glory, glory to God. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Praise his holy name. Amen, people. So these are the ones with the smoke clear that's going to be out preaching the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. It's going to be the ones who are called and sent forth of the Lord. But some of you say, well, do that include women too? Yes, it do. It includes the women of God. Amen. Most definitely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of the Lord today. Because the Lord is truly worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Lord is still in the revealing business. He's still in the calling business. He's still in the sending forth business, people. He haven't gotten out there. I know that, you know, maybe you have been around certain people in the churches, and all you hear about what they say they're going to do and go and all, you rarely, if any, hear any times about the Holy Ghost led or let's wait on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. And don't forget, the Lord say the same tomorrow night. I will be back with another message. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you for the word of the Lord today. It's an opportunity you've given me to spread your word. And Lord, I pray that you will water the seed I sown and bring forth the increase for your glory. And Father, we magnify you, dear God, because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget the Lord say the same. Tomorrow I will be back with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement. I had to come on a little bit earlier today because I had something else to do at a later time. So I wanted to get this message out to you. So this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.